Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Blessed One, the one who is baptized for us this day. Amen. Over Christmas break, my family and I watched the best movie of 2011. You know what the best movie of 2011 was? Despicable Me. Did you see it? Despicable Me, best movie by far. It was the best, not because of this despicable villain named Gru, who became, through the events of the movie, a really caring father of three little orphan girls. That's true. That's the plot of the story. But that's not why this was the best movie of 2011. It was the best, in my despicable mind, that is, because one little phrase in the movie, in fact, one little hyphenated word, when Gru had an idea on how to exploit his three little orphan girls in order to steal that coveted shrink ray, he said in his Siberian accent, "Light bulb, light bulb." He had an epiphany. We just began the epiphany season this past Friday, January 6th, and will continue for six more weeks. Epiphany is a revealing, or as Kelsey Denton said in Bible study this morning, one of those aha moments in our hearts and our minds. We have a light bulb moment because what was hidden before, what was cryptic before, now becomes clear, exceedingly clear. Today, the first Sunday after Epiphany, we learn that the baptism of Jesus is an epiphany for us. At Jesus' baptism, things happen by God's doing to reveal that Jesus is not just a worldly king, not just a man. He is the very Son of God, whose origin is from old and from above. Three things happen here. The heavens were torn open. Look up. See the place that's torn open, the glory of heaven there? That's where this man comes from. This is an epiphany about who this man Jesus is. Next, what comes down from heaven? The Spirit, falling like a dove. He comes upon Jesus, who's coming up out of the water. Spirit and water, part of the epiphany. Finally, the voice of God, as we sang in the hymn, the thunderous voice of God. A voice is heard from heaven, the Father's voice declaring that this man was his beloved Son. A threefold witness of who Jesus is, the Son of God. What's amazing about this epiphany that we learn from this text in Mark is that the baptism of Jesus is not just an epiphany for us, it's also an epiphany for Jesus. Notice how in Mark's gospel it says, "You are my beloved Son," versus Matthew's text, which says, "This is my beloved Son." Now you, in Mark, you are my beloved Son, Jesus, you. The spoken you reveals God's love for Jesus. He is indeed God, but he's also a man. He's a person, and he's a son. And he also gets an epiphany here in the baptism, epiphany of comfort and assurance from his Father. You are my beloved Son, Jesus. You are the Son of God. Deep down, we all treasure those epiphanies, those kinds of epiphanies, don't we? We treasure those moments when our family, our loved ones, our spouse, our parents, our children reveal to us that they know who we are in relationship to them. We are not nobodies. We're not just a number. We're not just a first, second, or third child. We're not a commodity or a burden. We are created beings. We are persons with relationship to our parents, our spouse, our children, and to God. And we hear this truth profoundly today in the first person voice of God given to the second person here. You are my beloved Son. You are my Son. You are valuable. You are meaningful to me. And such a relationship doesn't change, does it? It exists before we even acknowledge that it exists. Just as Jesus, God's Son, came before the foundation of the world, so also we are God's children through baptism, especially because of Jesus, the ancient one, the Son, the sinless one, who was baptized in those same baptismal waters that we were baptized in. He didn't need to be baptized, did Jesus? Did he need to be baptized? No. He had no sin to wash away. But in there, he soaked up all of our sins in that dirty bath water. He took all those sins up on himself like a sponge and carried them with him to the cross, where he would die for those current sins, nailing the sins to the tree, so to speak, dying that we might have life, dying that we might have the perfect righteousness of Jesus that he exchanges for us in baptism. One more thing. The baptism of Jesus that we heard today, it's not just an epiphany for us. It's not just an epiphany for Jesus, although it is. It's also an epiphany for all creation. The whole creation gets an epiphany here in Jesus' baptism. The Old Testament reading that Pastor read earlier, perfect example, perfect thing to match up with the epiphany of the baptism of Jesus. The first five verses of the book of Genesis, first five books, what does it say? Back when the earth was tohu wabohu, void and formless. Back when light was separated from darkness. Back when spirit, when the Spirit of God hovered over those waters. Then you hear the epiphany, the baptism of Jesus, and light bulb creation. What's going on? Well, see how the Spirit hovers over those waters once again. See the Spirit. See how the Spirit descends now on Jesus like a dove. Heaven and earth kind of joining together. God and his creation becoming one. Now even the land and the earth and the sea has met its Maker and its Redeemer, who is in all and over all and walks on the earth. And earth and sea and all that is his from the beginning can know that in Christ we are a new creation. Unlike the old, the void, the formless, the tohu wabohu creation of old, God now is in his creation. He is one with his creation, reunited with his creation in Christ Jesus. And the fullness of God dwells bodily in Jesus, the new creation. And all of us who are in him and the whole creation which he touched are with God. Wonderful thing. Jesus' baptism is an epiphany for all of creation. And that's it. That's what Jesus being born to do and baptized, that's what it means when he has an epiphany. It's to show us that Jesus is God's Son. It's to show Jesus the Father's care and to show the whole creation the precious life that God restores in this man. It is a blessed epiphany, a moment worthy of our light bulb and a moment worthy of our praise. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the epiphanied one, Jesus Christ. Amen. We rise to sing the